USA News, I'm John Schaefer. There is no let-up in the brutal heat wave gripping the U.S. Daytime temperatures in Phoenix have topped 110 for the entire month of July, setting a new record. Forecasters are warning the heat dome is expanding in Texas and in the Southwest, and triple digits could drag well into next week and beyond. South Korea's military is reporting that North Korea fired several rounds of cruise missiles into the Yellow Sea early Saturday morning. In a statement, the South Korea Joint Chiefs of Staff said intelligence officers of South Korea and the U.S. are investigating. President Biden sat down with tech companies to discuss artificial intelligence.
The president says companies have an obligation to ensure their AI technology is safe before releasing it to the public.
The companies have a duty to earn the people's trust and empower users to make informed decisions labeling content that has been altered or AI generated.
President Biden met Friday with executives from Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, OpenAI, Anthropic, and Inflection. He says the tech companies agreed to responsibly develop their cutting-edge technology. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Chinese hackers reportedly breached email accounts of top U.S. diplomats, including Ambassador to China Nicholas Burns. The Wall Street Journal reports hackers also broke into the email accounts of Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and Daniel Crittenbrink, the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia. He traveled to China with Secretary of State Antony Blinken last month. The rise in risky selfies caught on camera has raised alarming concerns about reckless photography. That's according to psychologist Dr. Tracy Alloway.
One piece of research came out to show that in the last sort of 10 years, the death, the actual fatalities from taking a selfie has increased just significantly. It's gone from 2 deaths reported in 1 year to now times 100 over that amount.
She says dopamine plays a significant role in reinforcing behavior. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
President Biden is naming the first woman to become the Navy's top officer. If Admiral Lisa Franchetti is confirmed, she will also make history as the first woman to serve on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. She was commissioned in 1985 and has served as commander of U.S. Naval Forces Korea, along with other senior leadership positions. She is currently serving as the Vice Chief of Naval Operations. A 2-year-old child is dead after being infected with a brain-eating amoeba in a Nevada hot spring.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control confirmed the news this week, revealing the boy may have been exposed at Ash Springs, just north of Las Vegas. The boy's mother says he fought the infection for a week before passing on Wednesday. The amoeba that infected him naturally lives in soil and warm freshwater, such as hot springs, rivers, and lakes. It can infect people by entering the body through the nose and traveling to the brain. As the U.S. battles an intense heat wave, officials are urging caution when jumping or diving into bodies of warm, fresh water. I'm Jim Forbes.
The U.S. women's national team scored its first victory at the Women's World Cup tournament. The team defeated Vietnam 3-0 Friday in its first match in New Zealand. Sophia Smith scored twice in her World Cup debut, with Lindsay Horan scoring the third. And the dueling blockbusters Barbie and Oppenheimer off to a big start at the box office. Barbie has earned $22.3 million. Oppenheimer's brought in $10.5 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job, whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless vase. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.